We use drama because it's a less invasive way of gathering stories. We had one woman who had been part of a group for 2 years, but she'd never been able to tell her story. But in a drama exercise, by using sort of a pseudonym and a different character, she was able to tell her story. So with the older generation, we had true stories from the war. With the younger, we had stories of struggling with family members who were suffering from the war, stories of alcoholism, stories of teenage pregnancy, desire to go to the States, stories of gangs and drugs.
And is a lot of the war and the memory of the war, is it repressed?
It depends where you go and who you speak to, really. Some people are very open about it and very willing to talk. Some people don't want to talk and some people don't want to listen.
And when they did speak, what were they saying?
Telling stories of torture, of losing family members, of rape, horror stories, really, of things that they'd suffered and lived through. The reason that I was so adamant to work with local psychotherapists and psychologists is because we obviously didn't want to cause any damage. Obviously, sometimes when you open a wound, it can be really quite detrimental. But by using drama, it's less invasive, it's safer, you can pretend the story isn't yours, you can make up names, you can hide behind the stories if you want. So we were quite safe about how we... And some of the participants testified to less nightmares, less pain, feeling more energetic. I wouldn't want to generalise, but a lot of them said that they really, really enjoyed the experience and it gave them a confidence boost. And what's really great is that the drama group that we started still meet every week.
Had you any experience of Central America or El Salvador before you went?
No, none at all. And I think what struck me is how little I knew and how ignorant I was before I went there. And I found that quite shocking, that how could I have not known about something so important? And yeah, what really struck me about the experience is the importance of telling stories and how the particular community that I was in, although they'd suffered, they had a positive outlook on the experience, in that by telling stories, they refused to let the war happen again. I think the great thing about theatre is that you can take from it whatever you want. So even if you've never been to El Salvador, even if you've never like experienced violence, you can take from it something from your own personal life. And people who are from El Salvador or who have been there, it's sort of opened up discussions that they might not have had for a while, which has been really great. And I think certainly with younger people, with my friends, they've said that it's great because it's got them talking about something they wouldn't normally talk about or be interested in.